Lansing area movie buffs are in for a treat. The Capital City Film Festival returns for its sixth year this week. The multimedia event will feature independent films, live music, and even video games. The Lansing Symphony Orchestra kicks off the festival with a special performance this Wednesday. Here to tell us more about what's in store is festival co-organizer Pyle Ravani. Welcome back to Current State, Pyle.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. We're also joined on the phone by Lansing Symphony Orchestra Director Timothy Muffett. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Good morning.
Pyle, this is the sixth year of the Capital City Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about what you have in store. How many movies altogether will you be screening?
Ooh, we're probably showing over 85 films this year, and
wow.
That includes short films, documentaries, experimental narratives.
Over how many days?
Five.
5 days, 85 films. The festival has some special partnerships this year, including one with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra, which is why Tim Muffett joins us. Tim, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for Wednesday.
Well, it's a really remarkable presentation of some probably the earliest animations that Walt Disney did that he called the Silly Symphonies. And they are incredible partnerships between music and animation. And so the symphony will be there playing the music live while the cartoons are projected. And one of the best things about the whole thing is that Walt Disney will be there in his virtual self as the MC, introducing each segment. So he gives a little bit of the historical background and the artistic background and the significance of each segment before we go into playing along with the cartoon.
This sounds like a lot of work, Tim. Who rode herd on this project?
Yeah, whose idea was this? Right. Well, it is very difficult. And because, first of all, the music itself is difficult. These composers, these are first-rate composers that Disney hired, of course. He didn't hire anybody who wasn't great to do anything. And they're remarkable works of art in, you know, the world of entertainment. And everything has to be perfectly synchronized. The music itself is difficult. And it is quite an undertaking, but I'll tell you, it's going to be worth all the effort because this is a really amazing event.
Pyle Ravani, where and when does this happen?
It happens Wednesday, April 6th at the Lansing Center at 7 o'clock, and it's absolutely free and open to the public.
And it's 75 cartoons, is
Indeed.
That right? This is 75 separate pieces of music for you, Tim?
Well, no, it's about seven or eight separate pieces separate cartoons, and then, of course, there are many different segments inside each one.
Okay. Well, I mean, everybody thinks of cartoon music. I mean, you alluded to this earlier. Cartoon music is really active. It's often just downright frenetic. Talk to us a little bit more about the musical challenge in this. Are you're ordinarily really focused. I would think this would require focus on a level that you don't often are required to. You got to dig even deeper than normal.
Well, the music, of course, is kaleidoscopic in style. One moment you're playing music that sounds as though it was written by Debussy, and then next you're into Fats Waller, and then you're into some big band stuff, and then it's all over the map stylistically because that's the way cartoon music is written. And then all the while, I will have a click track in my ear that's giving me the exact rhythmic synchronization of to synchronize with the cartoon itself so that when the skeleton is dancing, we've got the right beat going for it.
Seems like you got an opportunity to get out of sync with what's on the screen. Have you anticipated what you'll do if that happens?
Well, I'm just going to try to keep that from happening. And I do want to mention too, that the percussionists are also part of the stars of the show because they are responsible for all of the sound effects. So the meowing cat, the owl, the howling owl that sounds like a fire engine, the splashes of water, the sound of fire burning, the blowing of leaves, wind, rain, all of this from our intrepid percussionists who are right now on something of a scavenger hunt to locate all of the equipment required to do this show. It's really remarkable, though. I have to say to your listeners, they will have never seen anything like this.
I'm sure.
It is really incredible.
Payal Ravani, the Lansing Symphony isn't the only collaboration happening this year. Talk to us about some of the other organizations you're working with on the festival.
Sure. This year, we are partnering with the Impression 5 Science Center to present a free day in downtown Lansing. So we'll have a pop-up theater set up in the Science Center with films showing and activities going on throughout the day that are inspired by those films.
And that's this runs, again, from when to when?
That particular event is Saturday, April 9th.
Okay. Tim, this is the second year, though, that the LSO has partnered with the film festival. What makes it a good fit?
Well, first of all, it's just a great community partnership, and we're thrilled that Lansing has something like this film festival and that every year it grows and more people are involved, and we're just really thrilled to partner with this organization and be a part of it. And hopefully our presence helps add a little more awareness and helps support the ongoing success of the film festival.
Payal Ravani, you're going to have several screenings where people will actually get to meet some of the people involved in making these movies. One of those movies is a thriller called The Phoenix Incident. Let's listen to a little bit of the trailer.
Four Phoenix area residents are missing tonight after a local camping trip in the Estrella Mountains.
Despite the efforts of the Arizona County Rescue, officials continue to scour the area by ground and in the air.
Look, they're coming this way.
Jesus, that's a UFO.
It's not a UFO. Those are flares, dude. Come on.
All right, my Fitbit is indicating high blood pressure here. So what can you tell us about this movie?
This movie is inspired by true events, so it's pretty cool to see the blurring of reality and fiction throughout the thriller. It was based on the largest UFO sighting in history called the Phoenix Lights in 1997. And we have director Keith Arum, who will be joining us for the screening. And he's actually he's a well-known video game designer. So
directed this movie and a video game designer.
Yep, so. Indeed.
Skips Stones for Fudge. I'll repeat the name of that because that is just an interesting title to get your head around. Skips Stones for Fudge is a documentary that is that's also going to have some of the filmmakers in attendance. Let's listen to a quick bit of that.
He skipped the stone 40 times, and then you just got me this like, well, hell, if he could do it, I could do it.
This is a sanctioned event to try to break the Guinness Book of World Records.
I thought we were having a friendly competition. Now he's got the world record.
They've been going back and forth for over a decade.
I have something extra yet to do for stone skipping.
Who knew skipping stones could be so dramatic? My goodness. Tell us a little bit more about this.
This is such a fun documentary. And it was actually directed by and produced by some filmmakers that we had at our festival a couple of years ago with a different documentary. So we're thrilled to have them back. So stone skipping is actually a pretty big hobby, especially here in Michigan. And part of the film was shot up in Marquette.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it's about two men battling it out for the world record of stone skipping.
How does the fudge work its way into it? Does the winner... I'll have to come and see the movie. Okay. Now, part of this festival is also about making films available to Lansing area residents, but you're also supporting Michigan filmmakers with something called the Fortnite Festival. What is that, and why is that an important part of the festival?
The Fortnite Film and Game Contest is a competition for amateur, student, and professional filmmakers and game developers. And so we run, the film contest has been running a little bit longer than the game contest. And the film contest is a 2-week contest for Michigan filmmakers only to create a short film that's under 10 minutes. And this year we had 44 teams participate in that. And they're competing for a chance to win total cash prizes of $5,000.
Payal Ravani joins us here. She is the co-organizer of the Capital City Film Festival, which is getting started this week for its sixth straight year. Lansing Symphony Orchestra conductor Tim Muffett is also still on the line. Tim, do you have ideas for any kinds of collaborations with the festival you'd like to see in the future? How might we keep the LSO involved in this?
Well, you know, music is always a big part of films, and I think there are many possibilities. We'd love to keep the conversation going.
Payal Ravani, have any of the filmmakers that have been involved or whose movies you've shown in the first 6 years, have they gone on to bigger, better things?
Absolutely.
Have they made their mark? Who are some of them?
Well, you know, it's been actually pretty great to see some of our Michigan filmmakers get more recognition throughout the nation. They're submitting their works throughout the world, really, to other festivals, and so they're gaining some momentum and recognition. And we see a lot of films that are right on the brink of breaking through into mainstream media. So a lot of those filmmakers have done that as well.
How do you view the future of the festival? Would you like to be at the helm of this thing for a long time?
You're asking at a interesting time.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I see the future is big. And we've for 6 years now stressed quality over quantity. And I think that so long as that remains at the core of what the festival is doing, it has an audience, and the audience keeps growing, and we keep pushing our boundaries and collaborations and, you know, what the resources we have at our disposal to really put on the best multimedia event that we can for this region.
Broadly, there seems to be, I mean, we've had a number of people involved in local film festivals on this program here in the last few years. Broadly, it seems like Lansing area movie buffs just because of the festival activity have an awful lot more opportunities than in the past to see these kinds of movies. Are you hearing that from the public? Are you getting the love back from the public that you'd like to be getting?
We are. And if anything, if it's shown us anything, it's that there's a demand for independent film year round in Lansing. And okay, we don't have that opportunity currently without a theater. So hopefully that's in the future sometime.
Tell us where listeners, what's the website here where listeners can learn more about everything happening?
CapitalCityFilmFest.com.
We want to thank both of our guests. We've been talking about the sixth annual Capital City Film Festival, which kicks off on Wednesday. Our guests today have been festival co-organizer Payal Ravani, and also joining us over the phone, Lansing Symphony Orchestra conductor Tim Muffett. Tim, Payal, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Tim.